Hello and welcome to this week's edition of HealthBeat, Chiropractic Online, today's health news and informational podcast. In this week's news, we'll be looking at lumbar stabilization and chronic low back pain. And finally, another story about lumbar stabilization and this time trunk muscle activity. For HealthBeat, this is Dr. Todd Eglow. Welcome to HealthBeat Podcast number 568, recorded October 14th, 2016. HealthBeat is Chiropractic Online, today's radio program, providing current news and commentary about chiropractic and health. This week's episode is sponsored by Da Vinci Laboratories. Please surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the Da Vinci link for your health and nutritional needs. We also would appreciate your passing the word of our podcasts to your friends and colleagues. Please let everyone know how easy it is to subscribe via the Apple iTunes podcast directory. If you are interested in creating personalized HealthBeat podcasts for your office or website to help you attract new patients, please surf to our website and send us an email or Skype us by typing in HealthBeat, all in small letters. We are always looking to expand our interactivity with you, our loyal health community. If you would like to be kept up to date with current events about health, technology, and me, Dr. Todd Eglow, feel free to surf to twitter.com/teglow, that's T-E-G-L-O-W, and click on the follow link. As always, a big thank you to our COT HealthBeat listener community. This podcast is made available through the generous donations we receive and greatly appreciate. If you could remember to surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the PayPal link to make a monthly donation, this would be greatly appreciated. And now for some news. A study was published in the Annals of Rehabilitation Medicine to compare the effects of lumbar stabilization exercises and lumbar dynamic strengthening exercises on the maximal isometric strength of the lumbar extensors, pain severity, and functional disability in patients with chronic low back pain. Patients suffering non-specific low back pain for more than 3 months were included prospectively and randomized into lumbar stabilization exercise group or lumbar dynamic strengthening exercise group. Exercises were performed for 1 hour twice weekly for 8 weeks. The study concluded that both lumbar stabilization and dynamic strengthening exercise strengthened the lumbar extensors and reduced low back pain. However, the lumbar stabilization exercise was more effective in lumbar extensor strengthening and functional improvement in patients with non-specific chronic low back pain. Surf to our show notes for links. A study was published in the Journal of Orthopedic and Sports Physical Therapy to clarify whether differences in surface stability influence trunk muscle activity. Lumbar stabilization exercises on unstable surfaces are performed widely. One perceived advantage in performing stabilization exercises on unstable surfaces is the potential for increased muscular demand. However, there is little evidence in the literature to help establish whether this assumption is correct. 5 exercises were performed on the floor and on an unstable surface: elbow to toe, hand to knee, curl up, side bridge, and back bridge. The authors concluded that this study indicates that lumbar stabilization exercises on an unstable surface enhance the activities of trunk muscles, except for the back bridge exercise. Surf to our show notes for links. As always, please surf to our podcast show notes located at chiropracticradio.com for a full listing of web references mentioned in today's show. And remember, COT's HealthBeat always recommends discussing any nutritional, exercise, or other lifestyle modifications with a qualified healthcare professional. Thank you for listening. As always, we want to hear from you. Please send us your emails. Simply surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the email link. You can also leave us your voicemail. Simply open up your Skype client and type in HealthBeat, all in small letters. If you have an idea for a future health segment, please feel free to contact me directly. Surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. We also would appreciate your vote at PodcastAlley.com. If you are enjoying these podcasts, please surf to our HealthBeat homepage and click on the Podcast Alley link. If you have a website for your practice and you'd like to add content to help you attract more patients, please consider adding a personalized HealthBeat segment to your site. Many listeners and subscribers are finding this useful content addition to their office's website. For more information, again, surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. While at our website, please remember to consider making a donation to help keep these podcasts airing. Listener support, such as yours via our PayPal link, does help in allowing us to bring you these podcasts weekly. And please remember to support our sponsors by clicking their links, again located at chiropracticradio.com. Finally, I leave you with the following quote from famed football coach Vince Lombardi. It is not whether you get knocked down, it's whether you get up. For Chiropractic Online, today's Health Beat, this has been Dr. Todd Eglow.